VOA News, I'm Steve Miller. The United States attacked El Salvador's decision to ditch diplomatic ties with Taiwan in favor of China Thursday, saying the change was grave concern to Washington and warned that China was offering economic inducements to seek domination. However, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang said that El Salvador has established diplomatic relations with China on the basis of the One China principle. Self-ruled Taiwan now has formal relations with only 17 countries, almost all of them small and less developed nations in Central America and the Pacific, including Belize and Nauru. Australian government lawmakers on Friday elected Treasurer Scott Morrison as the next prime minister. Speaking to reporters shortly after he was elected, Morrison set out his vision for an even stronger Australia and thanked outgoing Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
We've all got to live by the rules of this country, the law of our land. These are values we uphold, and it's important that we do that right across our areas of policy. And that we believe that we should decide our own future as individuals, as families, as communities, and of course as a nation. We all want to be able to make our own choices in life.
As a conservative who respects moderates, Morrison is well placed to heal the civil war within the party that brought him to power. The U.S. Geological Survey says a 7.1 magnitude earthquake has struck in eastern Peru, close to its borders with Brazil and Bolivia. The quake was recorded at 4:04 a.m. Friday at a depth of 609 kilometers. The epicenter was west of the Peruvian village of Inapari and 226 kilometers west of the Bolivian city of Cobija. There is no immediate word on damage. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's Constitutional Court was set to rule Friday afternoon on the main opposition's challenge to the results of last month's historic presidential election. Security was tight in the capital of Harare as the court will determine whether President Emmerson Mnangagwa's narrow victory is valid. The opposition claims vote rigging and seeks either a fresh election or a declaration that its candidate won, the 40-year-old Nelson Chamisa. A South Korean High Court on Friday extended the lengthy prison sentence of former President Park Geun-hye for corruption in office. VOA's Bronwyn Benito has more.
In April, a district court sentenced Park to 24 years in jail and fined her $16.8 million over bribery, extortion, abuse of power, and other charges. The Seoul High Court on Friday handed out a 25-year prison sentence after concluding Park took more money in bribes than initially believed. That made the 66-year-old face the prospect of more than three decades behind bars. The court said both Park and prosecutors have 1 week to appeal. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
U.S. and Chinese officials ended 2 days of talks on Thursday with no major breakthrough as their trade war escalated with activation of another round of dueling tariffs on $16 billion worth of each other's country's goods. Reuters' Anna Brevin has more.
After 2 days of trade talks in Washington, China and the U.S. are walking away with very little. On Thursday, the White House said they talked about, quote, structural issues in China, but didn't give signs of any major breakthroughs. Even as the two sat down for discussion, new tariffs kicked in from both sides on Thursday, starting with Washington, making it hard to see an end in sight for the trade war. There had been hopes these lower-level talks would straighten out tension, but on Thursday, Beijing said it's taking a complaint about the U.S. tariffs to the World Trade Organization.
That was Reuters' Anna Bevin. Sirens wailed while workers piled sandbags in front of hotels and police blared warnings to tourists to leave the world-famous Waikiki Beach as Hurricane Lane barreled north after dumping 6.6 meters of rain on Hawaii's mostly rural Big Island. Forecasters say the center of the storm will move closer over parts of Hawaii's main islands late Friday, bringing dangerous surf of 6 meters. Police on loudspeakers also told surfers and swimmers to get out of the water, saying the beach will be closed until further notice. A prominent Irish survivor of priestly sexual abuse has told a Vatican-sponsored conference that the Pope must put in place robust structures to hold accountable bishops and Vatican officials who fail to protect children from predator priests. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.